This is Slapshot Radio for the week of November the 27th to December the 5th. This is Slapshot Radio on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna. Hello and welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host for the show, Ryan McKenna, and you are listening to our fourth episode of this 2009-2010 NHL season. In this episode, we will feature some news, which the headlines out of Florida will headline our news today, along with some Olympic news. Vladislav Tretiak was in Montreal there last weekend, and we will also have some injury report, and finally we'll wrap things up today with our question of the week, where we will talk about Alexander the Great, Alex Ovechkin, and is he a dirty player? Alright, we'll ask that question more in the episode, in this episode of Slapshot Radio, so we're going to start things off with the news. This is Slapshot Radio's News of the Week. An extremely scary scene on Tuesday when Keith Ballard of the Florida Panthers went ballistic and slashed goalie Thomas Vokoun over the head with his stick. Ballard got lucky and was not suspended by the league, something that I did not think would have happened anyways. Ballard was also not suspended by the Florida Panthers, but as TSN's Bob McKenzie says, and a comment I agree with, is that Ballard's punishment is to watch that incident on tape over and over and over. I mean, it's scary stuff, folks. We here at Slapshot Radio will post the video for your viewing, although viewer discretion is advised. As for Vokoun, he was taken off the ice on a stretcher, but only suffered an ear laceration. And according to Panthers head coach, there was no hard feelings between the two on the plane ride back to Florida. Very scary stuff, folks. I have no clue what Ballard was thinking whenever he slashed Vokoun. Vladislav Tretiak, the Russian general manager for the upcoming 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver, was in Montreal over the weekend and discussed the depth of his hockey team. Tretiak surprised a few people when he stated that his hockey team will be made up from half and half, both the NHL and the KHL. Tretiak states that the KHL is a good league and hockey is very tough, end quote. This is interesting as it could leave guys like, say, Maxim Afanaganov, who is having a very good year, out of the mix come February. Alex Ovechkin, who, as I mentioned, we will talk about later on in the show, hurt more than just his clean slate as an NHL non-suspended player on Monday. Ovechkin was suspended by the NHL for 2 games Monday, even though he would have been a scratch for those games anyways. Ovechkin's knee-on-knee with Tim Gleason earned himself a suspension, along with a day-to-day knee injury, although he did come back Friday evening. The Boston Bruins have locked up one of their superstars and possibly the best passer in the game on Tuesday when they sign Mark Savard to a 7-year extension. Savard, who is looking to make it on a very in-depth Canada squad in February, has a payment that looks like this: $7 million for the first 2 years of his contract, $6.5 million in the third year, $5 million in the fourth year, $1.5 million in the fifth year, and $525,000 for the last year of his contract. Hello, money. I'm sure Savard was singing 50 cents, I'm going straight to the bank with this, after he signed that contract. All right, on to some more suspension news. Super Pest Patrick Kaleta of the Buffalo Sabres was suspended 2 games for his hit on Philadelphia Flyers forward Jared Ross. He will be eligible to return on December 3rd. Another suspension was handed down to Matt Cook of the Pittsburgh Penguins for his hit on Rangers forward Anton Asimov. The suspension is for 2 games, and Cook will forfeit $29,268 in fines. The Chicago Blackhawks have also locked up some of their stars this week, as Captain Sirius, as Patrick Kane likes to call him, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and defenseman Duncan Keith all signed contract extensions. Duncan Keith received the largest deal of the three, signing for 13 years while receiving $72 million over that span. Toews and Kane received identical deals worth 5 years, $31.5 million. This will cause a cap crunch for the Blackhawks, and Brent Sobel's name has been thrown around as a possible player on the move to free up some space, whether that's through waivers or through a trade. The New York Rangers have claimed forward Erik Christensen off waivers from the Anaheim Ducks. Christensen will hope to fill the void left by the injured Donald Brashear. The Rangers have also put Steve Valiquette on waivers, but he cleared on Thursday and will be sent to Hartford for a conditioning assignment. Another one of Montreal's first-round blunders in the likes of Kaho Chipchura was traded away on Wednesday. Chipchura was sent to the Anaheim Ducks for a fourth-round draft choice in the upcoming draft. In 68 career games with Montreal, he had a terrific plus-minus rating of minus 17. That is sarcasticness, folks. Not long after retiring from the NHL, Brendan Shanahan is back in the game. Shanahan received a front office job with the National Hockey League on Thursday, getting the title of Vice President of Hockey and Business Development. Shanahan will be working closely with Colin Campbell, who is the NHL League's Director of Hockey Operations. The Toronto Maple Leafs, or better known as the Buds, made a move Thursday when they sent Yuri Tulusky to the Carolina Hurricanes, where he will be sent to their AHL affiliate. In return, the Leafs get Carolina's first-round pick in the 09 entry draft, Philippe Paradis. Sources say that this deal is just part of the Leafs' rebuilding process, and Paradis will add to the Leafs' need for big bodies. And wrapping up the news for this episode will be the sale of the Montreal Canadiens to the Molson Group, as it was approved by the NHL Board of Governors on Tuesday. It is reported the boys at Molson are paying an estimated $575 million for the franchise. And just a side note, folks, the Philadelphia Flyers have fired their head coach, John Stevens, and he will be replaced with NHL on TSN's analyst, Peter Laviolette. That is all for the news. On now to the injury report. This is Slapshot Radio's injury report. All right, time now for the injury report. And as we mentioned in our write-up for episode 3, Alex Hemsky will miss the rest of the season after he is to undergo shoulder surgery. Hemsky has been suffering with the pain in his shoulder for quite some time, and finally the pain amounted too much for the Oilers forward. A huge loss for the Edmonton Oilers team that had expectations that they have not yet to live up to so far this season. They have been up and down. Anyways, we'll see how that turns out for the Oilers. Right winger David Clarkson will miss 4 to 6 weeks after fracturing a bone in his right ankle. Clarkson blocked a Zdeno Chara slap shot, which would hurt anyone with that shot that Chara has. He got that 105-mile-per-hour record at last year's All-Star game. Anyways, General Manager Lou Lamoriello of the Devils said that the injury will not require any surgery, which is good for Clarkson. The Colorado Avalanche suffered a big loss on Saturday when it was announced that David Jones will miss 4 to 6 months. Jones suffered an ACL tear in Saturday's shootout loss to the Minnesota Wild. The injury count for the Colorado Avalanche seems to be rising after a great start to the season, which has seen them slide recently. The Atlanta Thrashers' top prospect, Angelo Esposito, is done for the year after getting injured in an AHL matchup. Esposito tore his ACL in a matchup versus the Chicago Wolves and will require surgery. Joe Corvo, the often just fair defenseman, was placed on the Hurricanes injury reserve on Tuesday after getting his leg slashed by Carl Alsner. Corvo underwent surgery and could be out for 3 months. Jonas Gustafsson had surgery on Thursday to repair an irregular heartbeat. This is Gustafsson's second surgery of that kind this season. He left the Leafs game earlier this week against the Montreal Canadiens after the first period when he was not feeling well. Gustafsson will be out indefinitely, and sources tell me that he could be out one week to 10 days. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. We will now move things over to the question of the week. This is Slapshot Radio's question of the week. This week's question of the week is about Alexander Ovechkin. Ovechkin has been very much talked about this week after he gave Tim Gleason that knee-on-knee hit earlier in the week. Ovechkin received a 2-game suspension for his actions, but the question is, should he have received more? Yes, I think he should have. When you look at this hit compared to George Laroque's hit in November, in which George Laroque got a 5-game suspension, I personally do not see a huge difference between Laroque's hit and Ovechkin's hit. Well, you might argue, Laroque has prior dirty hit occurrences, doesn't he? So does Ovechkin, folks. Don't you remember last year's playoffs when he knocked Gonchar knee on knee and sidelined him for 2 games and had to wear a knee brace the rest of the playoffs? I do, and I must say they look quite a bit alike, the Gleason hit and the Gonchar hit. We could get into whether Ovechkin plays over the edge sometimes and all that shenanigans, but the truth is, folks, all players do play over the edge at times. Back to the question now. Ovechkin, who has 18 goals, 12 assists, and 21 games, is not someone whom the NHL would want to spend for a long period of time, and rightly so. I understand them on this one. I mean, he's the poster boy for the NHL, for Pete's sakes. Other than Crosby, that is. Sorry. Sorry, Sid. But for once, guys, give Ovechkin a suspension that will give justice, and by possibly giving one of the league's elite players a reasonable suspension, say 5 games for that knee-on-knee with Gleason, and then maybe other players will wake up and start paying more attention to where their knees are flying. Alright, that's it for my rant there for the question of the week. If you guys agree or disagree with me, please comment on the show or fire me an email at ryan.b.mckenna@gmail.com. That's it for the question of the week. I'd like to thank everyone again for tuning in to this episode. It was a very entertaining episode. We had lots of news, lots of injury report. And then we had that question of the week to top things off. I hope everyone enjoyed it once again, and we're going to leave you with some retro stuff, folks. All the way back to Jock Jams, and this one's Everybody Dance Now by Bob Sinclair. Enjoy it, and have a good week, folks. Slapshot Radio is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Technical director is Matthew McKenna. Assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Theme song music by Sloan. Money City Maniacs. Have a good week.
So clap, 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 so clap.
Yeah, whoa. Miss Jimmy wants to see everybody on move. Dan Shalino, that man coming at you. We just want big up QTB. Bob Sinclair, it's a dance thing, you see me? Somewhere it just bounce up. Yeah!
Everybody dance now!
Let's go! Ho! Let's go! Make it hot! Come on! Let's go! Rock! Rock! Say what? Rock! Let's go!
Everybody dance now!
Rock this party! Dance everybody! Make it hot in this party! Don't stop! Move your body! Everybody make it hot in this party.
Everybody dance now.
Don't know what's on your mind.
Oh.
We come for you, have a good time. We want you, want you waistline. We want you shake your behind. I'm in a dancing mood, girl, and I'm feeling good. This is my favorite tune. Put on your dancing shoes. Gonna make you feel so good tonight, girl. Gonna make you sweat tonight, girl. We gonna make you wet tonight, girl. We gonna make you feel alright.
I came to rock at this party, cause I can make you feel alright. Sweet boy, rock your body, rock it straight through the night. Oh, you want this party?
Say what?
Oh, you want it now? Sweet boy, rock your body, cause I'm gonna make you mine tonight.
Shake, shake.
Now everybody.
the dance. Girl, one test you. Don't stand a chance.
No.
Girl, you look better than them. Yes. You dress nicer than them.
Yes.
Gonna dance from night till morning. We love all the DJ playing. Oh, what a lovely feeling. So close to me, heart beating. Hold me tight, girl. Hold me tight.
What?
Wrong me waist, girl. Wrong me waist.
What?
Girl. Take me rock, girl. Take me rock. Girl.
Oh.
Wipe me off.
Let's
girl.
Go.
Try me off.
Woo. I came to rock at this party. Cause I can make you feel alright. Sweet boy, rock your body. Rock it straight through the night. Oh, you want this body? Oh, you want it now?
Say what?
Sweet boy, rock your body. Cause I'm making mine tonight.
Let's go!
Let's
go! Let's go! Let's go! Oh, dance, dance!
Now everybody move, move! Now everybody shake, shake! Now everybody
dance now!
Rock, rock this party! Dance, everybody! Make it hot! In this party, don't stop, move your body.